In the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com. Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company.
Hey, you held us to 20 points, man. You gave us a chance at the end. But I got three words for you. You like that?
That's Kirk Cousins, a little off-season OTA pregame session there, getting the guys fired up. Very exciting. This is Purple Daily, Daily Vikings Entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die. 60-plus years, it's time, guys. Okay, we reject 500 football around here, which is why sometimes we tend to be a little hard on the team. Well, just trying to urge them in the right direction here. But every Wednesday, unlike all the other sports talk shows out there, all the talking heads that hide from their incorrect predictions, we lean into them with a segment we call Write That Down and an accountability session to go along with it. We're the only show in America that actually keeps track of our predictions with statistics. And it's presented by our friends at TCL, one of the world's best-selling consumer electronics brands, with a new lineup of award-winning TVs delivering the most entertainment with stunning resolution, all at an affordable cost. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL and learn more at TCL.com. Gentlemen, are we ready here today?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I got a new twist. I got a new twist in my predictions that I'm excited to talk about.
Oh, God.
XFL? You're going to pivot from USFL to XFL? Australian rules football?
Can't wait to tell you about it. It's a little tease.
Yeah, the listeners are on the edge of their seats right now.
Yep, they are.
Really excited to see what boring secondary league Declan can compile picks with.
CFL. That's what he's got. I figured it out.
It's CFL. Oh, no, dude.
He's got the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
The Canadians.
The Argos.
All right, let's dive into the accountability session. Well, let's fire up the music here first, and then we'll get into it next.
Most make predictions and then never admit they're wrong. Yeah, that's not Mackie and Judd. This is the place where we just totally own our horrible predictions.
Write this down
and eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Write that down.
It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
Here's how it works. Three Vikings or football-related predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of completion percentage and touchdowns on the show. And listeners, if you want to participate like Micah is about to, you can send us a message through the Score North app. We'll get you scheduled for sometime later on this summer or this fall. And Write That Down today is presented by our friends at Federated, where the corporate culture at Federated Mutual Insurance Company is grounded in equity, integrity, teamwork, and respect. These four cornerstones create the foundation that supports all interactions and decision-making to help your business maximize its success. Federatedinsurance.com, where it's our business to protect yours. Let's get into the accountability session here. We'll start with Judd. One thing came off the board for you, kind of. Yeah, if something changes on this front in the next month or so, then I guess we can revisit. But you said at least one of the following three, Dalvin Cook, Harrison Smith, or Adam Thielen, won't be back on the 2022 Vikings.
I'd like to apologize for that. In keeping with the theme of today's apologies, I'd like to apologize to the Cooks, the Smiths, Thielens, your families. I'm very, very sorry that I thought one of you would be gone.
Yeah, you thought they were going to nuke the whole roster 6 months ago.
I thought they were going to make changes. I thought they were going to make some impactful changes, and they did not.
Do you think they got close on any of these guys?
In retrospect, no. In retrospect, now I think the Wolves basically wanted a GM and coach who could say, we'll take what Zimmer couldn't, and we'll win with it.
And like Dalvin Cook and Adam Thielen's contracts make it really hard, too, with all the guaranteed money. All right, I had two things come off the board.
Baby.
Came very close on this first one. My first iteration of this was, in any order, Judd's top three all-time Vikings would be Fran Tarkenton, Alan Page, Randy Moss, which would have been correct. But I wanted it to be a touchdown, and Declan said, yeah, I mean, like, those are probably the three. It's likely that those would be the three. So you have to put them in a specific order. And I said you would go Fran, Alan Page, Moss. You went Alan Page, Fran, Moss.
And Judley, didn't you originally have it as this?
Yes, I changed it.
Yeah.
When did you change it?
Late, like 2 days before. I decided to change it, and I flipped them. 1L in Paige's first name.
Oh yeah, sorry, my bad.
So because you'll get, because you will get. There's going to be at least two or three notes about how could you guys screw up that name.
Yeah. Should we keep a tally of Declan's spelling mistakes?
Can we not do accountability for that? That will be brutal.
I'm just saying. I have a contract renewal I'm trying to work on.
Can we not be doing that right now?
That might be a problem.
So yeah. So what was the ultimate thing that had you put Paige over Fran Tarkenton?
I decided Paige, as big of difference as Fran made at his position and, you know, and bringing in the scrambling skill to the quarterback spot, that Paige being the MVP in 71 for that position was so unprecedented and he was so dominant that he probably gets more credit for changing things in lots of ways than Tarkenton did. Okay. I mean, it's splitting hairs. They're both.
Oh, it's splitting hairs unless you're on the record with a prediction that would have been a touchdown.
I didn't change it. The one thing to be clear is I did not know about this prediction. I turned my mic down. I didn't hear, or my headphones down. I didn't hear it. This has nothing to do with me being mean-spirited and trying to basically screw you.
Don't trust anyone and write that down. DTA.
I didn't do it. Nope. Purple Daily's gotten contentious, mean-spirited as of late, but this was not one.
A lot of pressure mounting for the 2022 season for the Vikings and for the cast of Purple Daily. I did say, however, that either the Generals or Stallions would be upset in a playoff game the championship game, happen. I can't remember which one of them was upset, but one of them lost. So, the listeners had nothing come off the board, but I did want to highlight here one from Curtis a few weeks back. He said Kirk Cousins will win NFL MVP in 2022. And I believe Kirk is like 25th or something on the list of players. There's a couple guys like, I think Trevor Lawrence is ahead of him. There's a couple quarterbacks that you wouldn't expect that are ahead of Kirk Cousins on that list. So just wanted to highlight that there are some Cousins crusaders that make their way on to write that down and
they're
make
welcome.
Predictions like this. Yep.
They're welcome here.
Exactly. All right, Declan, you said the Generals and Stallions would win their respective playoff games in the USFL, and they did not.
Ride the favorites. Messed up.
And you said, oh, man, you were so close on this. You said Dante Culpepper would be outside Judd's top 10 Vikings list, which was correct. But then you said, so he would be between 11 and 15 somewhere, which
that's not correct. Didn't qualify.
Phrasing it, there,
I should say.
Got Declan. Mm-hmm. So I am still leading the completion percentage race, just a tick under 38%. Declan, 31% completions. Judd at 24. Listeners at 23.7. Mm-hmm. Declan leads with 6 touchdowns to my 5, to listeners 4, to Judd's 2.
I have a bad year.
It's a rough one for
I'm not having a good season, but it's the silly season time. So I'm confident that come September I will start
silly
to assert
season time,
myself.
But I
it's
can't
silly
make
season time.
But I can't make other football related predictions, huh?
It's silly season time. No, you're supposed to make predictions about real games, not the USFL. I can't wait for the Canadian League to unveil.
I got a good one.
You to unveil and the Tiger Cats and the
I got a good
whatever
one.
Else
the
there is.
The Tiger. Is there a team called the Tiger Cats?
Hamilton, I believe, or at least they were. There were when I was a kid. There were two rough rider teams. One was spelled as one word and one was spelled as rough and then space riders.
The CFL had two teams called the Rough Riders.
Yeah.
The Rough Riders. Yep. What's up, Dex?
I ran one of those teams. I was one of those Rough Riders. I was making a spelling joke for me because one of them had one word, one of them had two words.
You'd be very confused, but there were two.
Yeah,
no, I totally missed it. Sorry.
Yeah. No problem.
I totally missed your
little spelling joke there.
Yep.
For everybody.
Sorry, George Carlin.
All right, let's get Micah in here. He's the guest listener predictor. He's listening to us babble. Micah, what's going on, man? When did you become a Vikings fan?
I have been a Vikings fan all my life, but my first memory is probably the 98 season.
Like so
unfortunately.
Many.
Unfortunately, yes.
and you stuck around. Very impressive.
I have. I have a split family, so my younger brothers and I are Vikings fans. My dad and my older brother is a Packers fan. So I have to stick around. I mean, it's
good for you.
It's
a football civil war within the family.
Fighting the good fight. Fighting the good fight.
The opener is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Vikings, Packers. Woo.
Can't wait.
So, Micah, we're going to go around the room here, and you're gonna be under center first. We'll make three trips. It'll go you to Judd, over to Declan, back to me here. What's your strategy?
So, I'm going to be honest. My second prediction was going to be that Declan's going to make a CFL prediction at some point this year, but I feel like I can't make that one anymore.
Oh.
But my strategy is to start with an easy one and then work our way deeper.
Okay. Yeah, I think you could still
you can still make it.
Well, it would.
I feel
now we know it's confirmed. You could like evolve it into something if you made a prediction.
Yeah,
here's what we should do. Declan, do you have your CFL prediction?
Yes.
On paper?
Yes.
Okay. So if we trust Declan not to change it, if you wanted to, Micah, you could lead off with.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Trying to like specifically nail what he's going to predict or something.
I can take off my headphones too, if you obviously too.
I think I'll let it go.
Okay. Yeah. Just wanted to give you the option.
Do that play away. That's fine.
Yep. I'll scratch that play.
All right.
Audible.
All right.
Yep. All right. Micah, you're under center. Go ahead.
Oh, not right guard? Center?
Wow. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I love
bringing it.
You like that?
All right.
My
first prediction is that sometime before the end of the 2022 season, meaning the Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers will hint at retirement at the end of the season.
Okay. Because right now he's kind of like, I don't know how long I'm going to play, but he hasn't quite gone toward actually retiring.
I think he'll be more specific, saying it's possible at the end of the season.
Okay.
Oh, so he'll go full Favre at that point.
I think, yeah. I think we're going to have a Favre situation on our hands.
Will I continue playing? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
Have you guys seen Favre in interviews lately?
Yeah.
He is... Mentally, he's always been a little bit of a tick behind since he started growing gray hair, but I don't know, man. That guy
write this down.
seems like he's on a different planet.
He's talking about that. Yep.
Judd, go ahead. Your first prediction.
All right, my first prediction. I'm going to actually dip down to the college ranks, but keep it in the state. A little Gopher football for you here, which I haven't done for months. Tanner Morgan, who, just to be clear, threw 10 touchdown passes in 2021, will throw no fewer than 20 this season for the Gophers.
Wow.
So he will throw no fewer decks than 20. And just to provide some context, he threw 30 in 2019, 7 in 2020 with the shortened COVID season, and then 10 last year.
Well, he was throwing to Rashad Bateman was the year he had.
But Soraka's back now, and I do think that the return of Kirk Soraka as the OC is going to help him. So Tanner Morgan, no fewer than 20 touchdown passes.
Okay.
Write this down.
It's a fair prediction. Dex?
All right, my first prediction. Actually, I'm going to go in the Adrian Peterson boxing realm here. So write this down. Adrian Peterson will beat Lev Bell by knockout or by total knockout, by technical knockout, TKO. So either beat him by KO or TKO. No decision. I think Adrian Peterson either knocks him out or the referee awards him the technical knockout. So I'm going to quantify that AP will beat Lev Bell by KO or TKO. Write it down.
All right. I can make this.
Write this down.
Because it's actually different than yours, but I have a similar prediction. But it is. It covers all the different Adrian Peterson angles here. So Adrian Peterson will beat Le'Veon Bell by split decision. I don't think either one of these guys has the knockout punch needed to knock the other guy out. And I think it's going to be a couple of guys who, you know, after about a round and a half get pretty winded because it's not boxing conditioning is not the same as football conditioning. And so they'll probably just lean on each other for a couple rounds, but it will go the distance. And Adrian Peterson will win via split decision against Le'Veon Bell.
Write this down.
Do your instincts say that Peterson is going to have boxing chops, or is he going to just look completely out of school? Is he just going to look like Ray Edwards looked a little out of school when he tried to box?
Oh, my God. Pelissero and I went to that, and he was fighting a tomato can. Oh, God. I think he'll look athletically decent, but I think people that know boxing will say he had no clue. Okay. Both of them probably. Both of them had no clue.
Wow.
But write this down. Boxing's a tough sport, man.
It is. Sweet science. Right. Back to Micah.
All right. My second prediction is in any single game during the 2022 regular season, a running back other than Delvin Cook or Alexander Mattison, a Vikings running back, will have at least 10 touches in that game.
Oh, I like that.
Kinnay. Think there's no way. Yeah, Kinnay. Yeah, there's no way Cook is going to stay healthy a full season.
I like what you
And I think Kinnay may leap Madison on the depth chart.
We'll see. Yeah, Madison, he's been very reliable, very good, but his productivity took a dip last season.
Yep.
You know, they've, I don't know what they're going to do with, first of all, we don't know how they really evaluate any of these players outside of the veterans that we know, but Ty Chandler is another guy. They like, they drafted him in the fifth round. So
I like that.
And touches is the key word there too, because I could see Kinnay definitely being incorporated into the passing game for some packages that Madison might not be.
Yeah. Let's get it. Some exotic packages.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Judd, back to you.
All right. I'm going to go in the pattern of the AP prediction business as well, but I'm not going to make it about his boxing match. There will be a report within the next year that Adrian Peterson has filed for bankruptcy.
Oh, gosh.
There will be a report within the next year. So we will have a report that Adrian Peterson has filed for bankruptcy.
So June, so by the end of June 29th of 2023.
Yeah, he'll have filed.
Okay. Yeah, maybe don't need.
I don't believe he has yet. Like, I can't recall seeing that. So this would be a first as far as I know.
You may not need two camels at your birthday party. You know, one might be, if you're trying to be budget conscious, you know, one might be enough is the lesson going forward here.
Crap, I've got three.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
All in my front yard.
All right, Declan.
All right, my USFL prediction, the last one. Well, maybe the last one. But the last one for now. Let's quantify it this way. Case Kukoc throws multiple touchdowns, and the Stars upset the Generals in the USFL championship game. Case Kukoc, multiple touchdowns, and the Stars upset the Generals. Write it down.
Little parlay on the way out, just to bleep you.
Write this down.
A bleep you to listeners.
The listeners are going to be so happy when this is done. When this game's done, they're going to be so happy.
Case Kukoc, was he an offseason arm for the Vikings a couple years ago? What was the case? Or did they sign
he got
him?
Brought in during training camp when the quarterback room got decimated
That's
by COVID.
That's right. That was last year.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, then I'm going to spin off. I'm going to take a USFL prediction and spin it off into a.
Oh, no.
A training camp roster somewhere in the NFL this season. He's going to parlay the USFL opportunity into a training camp look with somebody this season. Write it down. Let's make it happen.
Phil, my internet completely crapped out. In fact, I thought our stream shut down. Can you say that prediction again?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. So I missed that entire thing.
Yeah, okay. So Case Kukoc will find his way on an NFL training camp roster this season. He will spin his USFL success into some sort of a look in the NFL here.
Okay.
Over the next couple months. Got Write it down.
Got Write it. This down.
Okay, back to Micah, your third and final prediction.
All right. My...
I think we lost Micah. Okay, let's put Micah in the green room here, and then we'll come back to him at the end. Judd, go ahead.
All right, my third and final prediction is going to be a doozy for this week. Write this down. Bill Belichick will no longer be the Patriots coach after this season. Bill Belichick is entering his, so he is 70. He turned 71 on August the 16th, 2023. Therefore, Bill Belichick, I don't know, my guess is he steps down, but he will no longer be coach of the Patriots after this season.
Yeah. Interesting. I feel like he wants to keep going, so I almost feel like he would have to be forced out.
Yeah, well.
Don't you think if he got forced out that he would want to go somewhere? I mean, the Giants would have been a really, until they made their hire, the Giants would have been a really interesting
I just have option. A feeling it's coming to an end. Not a young man.
Oh.
Just have a feeling it's coming to an end.
Okay.
All right. Write this down.
All right, Dex.
All right, my CFL prediction here. New string of predictions that I can make until we get back into training camp. So the Winnipeg Blue Bombers had the Toronto Argonauts this week. And speaking of former Vikings quarterbacks, Nick Lloyd Bethel Thompson, MBT, plays for Toronto. Mm. So write this down. The Winnipeg Bombers beat Toronto, which they're favored, but they will force at least two McLeod Bethel Thompson turnovers.
It's McLeod. Put some respect on
it. Oh, it's McLeod. Yeah.
McLeod Bethel
Thompson. McLeod Bethel Thompson.
We'll have two turnovers. Great arms.
Seaford did a big feature on him.
Yeah. Two turnovers. The Blue Bombers beat Toronto.
Seifert did a feature on McLeod Bethel Thompson.
He did.
Is that what you said?
No.
He did a for ESPN.
A feature. Yeah.
Like so a week ago.
So
recently. Okay.
The network and the and Plus are showing every CFL game.
Mm-hmm.
So they basically told Kevin, hey, write something about it. So he, of course, said, yeah, heck yeah, I'm going to call McLeod Bethel Thompson.
I love it. Great. All right, let's get Micah back in here and see if we got a connection to make your third and final prediction. Micah, go ahead.
Oh, for God's
sake. I think we lost him again. All right.
A tough week for the internet.
It has been. What is happening? I think all of us in the last 48 hours.
We've talked about.
Damn gremlins.
Off the air.
Mm. Okay, my third and final prediction.
Write this down.
The Minnesota Vikings will finish at least 4-2 in the division. I'm going to make a season prediction. They'll finish at least 4-2 in the division. All right. I think if I had to go back, I think I've got them like 3-3 right now, but I think they're going to win for sure 3 games against the Bears and the Lions. And then can they find another win against the Lions? So the Vikings will go at least 4-2 in the division. Do you want to try Micah one more time there?
Yeah. He's joining.
I'd like to get his third prediction on
let's do it
on the books here. Okay.
Write this down.
All right,
Micah.
You got us?
Yes. Switched my phone. I'm hoping that'll be better.
Okay. Yep. All right, your third and final prediction.
All right, my final prediction is a parlay, and one leg of it a listener a couple weeks ago used, but I'm going to take a step further. So my prediction is by the end of the 2022 season, Dalvin Cook will be a top 3 all-time leading rusher in Vikings history. Kirk Cousins will be top 3 all-time leading passer in Vikings history, and Justin Jefferson will have broken the single season record for receiving yards in the season.
Okay. How close are the first two to happening?
So Cook needs about 1,000 yards. So that seems achievable. Kirk needs like 35 or 3,600. So again, Cousins. So standard Cousins season. So get that done. And then Jefferson, I mean, we know how close he was last year. So I think he gets it done this year.
Awesome, man. Great parlay. All right, Micah, since you've got this platform here, this life-changing platform on Purple Daily, is there anyone in your life you'd like to thank that brought you to this peak moment?
Absolutely, yes. I'd like to thank you guys, of course, for a great show and for keeping it realistic, not the pie-in-the-sky Vikings fans that there's a few too many of, in my opinion. And then, of course, I'd like to thank my younger brothers who are Vikings fans who got my back in the family war.
Love it, man. Well, great work, Micah. Good luck with your split family and your predictions here. And we'll get you on again sometime. All right.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. There he is. Guest listener, predictor Micah here on the show. And we will get to what are people saying about the Minnesota Vikings in just a moment. But Declan, let's tell the audience about a great and fun golf event coming to the Twin Cities here in just a few weeks. The 3M Open coming to town again.
3M Open, July 18th to the 24th at TPC Twin Cities. You can get your tickets today at 3M.com/tickets, 3MOpen.com/tickets. And by attending this golf tournament, you're helping raise money for charity. Not to mention, obviously, the scenic local food trucks, the science, the signature cocktails, the family fun side of golf. That's the 3M Open. Go check it out again. Kids 15 and under with the paid adult admission and get in free. Go to 3MOpen.com/tickets to learn more.
It's a fun event in the summer, but the overall summer is the summer of Surly here, Judd. That's what the big brand is for the summer.
Absolutely right, and that means that it is time for the scrumptious, delicious, too-good-to-be-true, surly beers that come out this time of year. Supreme is fantastic. Logic Bomb, well, let's just say that good old Judd watching the Twins last night, game 2 of the double dip, he dipped into a couple of those beers, and they are fantastic. Here's the greatest thing. You cannot go wrong with what you pick. Furious, Logic Bomb, Supremes, I could go on and on, drips and drops. Surly Brewing, they are on fire. They are an award-winning brewery that is absolutely fantastic, and they are your friends. Well, they always are, but especially in this summer of Surly.
Yep, amen. Also, our friends at Dennis Kirk helping to power Purple Daily and Mackie and Judd on a regular basis here at Score North, and they are all about powering riding season as well. Harleys, Indians, Metric Cruisers, Sport Bikes, whatever it is that you ride, you'll find what you need at DennisKirk.com. They have 160,000 parts and accessories in stock, clothing and helmets as well. Order before 8 p.m. They ship the same day, and shipping is free for orders over $89. Get in gear and head to DennisKirk.com. They ship today. Ride more, wait less with Dennis Kirk. So, okay, what are people saying about the Minnesota Vikings here, boys? Found this from SharpFootballAnalysis.com, which is actually one of my favorite football analytics websites. Mm-hmm. And the article ranks teams based on strength of schedule. With the 2022 NFL regular season released in May, we're now able to calculate NFL strength of schedule for all 32 teams using projected win totals from Vegas odds makers. Based on those projections, the New York Giants have the easiest schedule in the NFL. The Kansas City Chiefs have the hardest schedule in the NFL. The team that's smack dab in the middle at number 16, the Minnesota Vikings. So not only are they a gravitational pull toward 500 in their franchise history with a gravitational pull toward 500 quarterback, their schedule is a gravitational pull toward 500. According to Sharp Football Analysis, they have the 16th hardest schedule in the NFL. What do you make of this? When I look at the schedule, I actually see only like four or five really like scary quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers a couple of times.
Yep.
So I look at it and think, man, if you're just going off of the quarterbacks they play, it's probably a top 10 easy schedule if you want to go that route. But what do you think of this?
So I think there's a couple different ways to dissect this, and you just hit on one, quarterback. The Vikings have had schedules that are scary. Like you're like, oh my God, that quarterback, and then this quarterback, and then that one. This does not have that. Here's what this has that I would look at a little bit, though, that is going to be intriguing. And this is going to rely on a certain guy on the Vikings offensive line who right now we don't have a ton of faith in. Look at the defenses they're going to face and look at the defensive tackles they're going to face and that are going to challenge Garrett Bradbury and whoever wins the right guard job. So QB opponent QB wise, Phil, I think you're dead on. It doesn't scare you. The defenses that you're going to face and some of the three techs definitely do. And I think that's where it becomes instrumental that the Vikings are right in that Garrett Bradbury is going to take a big step. If he doesn't, it creates a lot of problems. And the really frustrating thing about that statement is it does something else. It gives the Cousins stands, the Cousins Crusaders, license to say, well, Kirk didn't have a chance. Did you see how Bradbury played? Clearly, O'Connell and Kwesi and the Vikings feel that in their system, Kirk is going to be successful, and so is Bradbury. But I think just from a schedule standpoint, when you look at what they're going to face, it's the defenses that they're going to face that scare me more.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, even in the division historically, there's been some good defensive fronts. But yeah, you look at Buffalo, you look at, I mean, New England's defense has been, even with Tom Brady gone, the offense taking a dip, the defense has been really hard to handle across the board. So you're right about that. I did start making that quarterback list here again, just for fun. I mean, you face Rodgers twice, you face Kyler Murray, who's, you know, they handled him pretty well actually for the bulk of that game last year, threw a couple interceptions, if I remember. And then Josh Allen's on the schedule, but I guess Dak Prescott would be like the fifth quarterback on this list in terms of difficulty to face. Matt Ryan, former MVP from 6 years ago.
Carson Wentz, right? They got Washington. But I'm just saying, man, I think you're right. The opposing quarterback list is probably, if you just right now break it down, one of the easiest that they've had in a long time.
Jalen Hurts.
As far as totality. Yeah. Like, you don't know.
You get to face, now some of these guys could pop up, right? Like could Justin Fields, but Justin, they stripped that roster down. So he doesn't even have the car to drive.
The Bears are begging to be in last place in that division. Or in
Which is probably smart for them. Strip it down and get a high draft pick or something. But yeah, your point about the opposing defense is well taken, but I'm just going to go through this too. The hardest schedules here, Kansas City Chiefs, the Rams, the Raiders, the Steelers, the Texans, the Jets, the Bengals, Patriots, Cardinals, Falcons, Seahawks, Titans. The Packers, if you're wondering, are basically locked in with the Vikings at 15th. So Packers 15, Vikings are 16. And then the easiest schedules belong to, now as I read these teams, think about, are there any actually like projected good teams that face an easy schedule? Giants, no. Eagles, yeah. Colts, yeah. It's a good team that could feast on an easy schedule and win 12 games or something.
Yep.
The Bears, the Lions. No, the Lions having an easy schedule, maybe that vaults them to seven or eight wins and they're flirting with a playoff spot, right? Commanders, Buccaneers, yes. Browns, we'll see with Deshaun Watson, Saints, and Cowboys. So, interesting. According to this, too, Sharp Football Analysis, the Vikings are projected to win 8.7 games for the record.
The problem, too, is this. I think that it's probably fair to encapsulate and take the strength of schedule thing through October. But after that, this league changes so much. I mean, there's always going to be two teams that you think are going to suck that pop up, and there's probably going to be two or three teams that you think are going to be incredibly tough and disappoint.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I think you could take strength of schedule in June and July. I think you can take it through probably the first couple months. But after that, it's hard to predict.
And I'm sure we'll do some full episodes on sort of like who's going to make the playoffs and who's not later on. But just for fun, off your point there, I'm going to throw the teams at you that were really bad. So teams that won six games or fewer last year. So 6-11 or worse. You tell me which of these teams has any chance to flirt with playoffs. So who's going to go from, oh, on paper, that looks like just a garbage team, of which the Vikings face a lot of these. they've got the Jets on the schedule, the Bears twice, the Lions. So of the teams that won six or fewer games, which one or ones have the best chance to actually be playoff contenders? The Jets, the Texans, the Jaguars, the Giants, the Bears, the Lions, the Panthers.
I think the Jets could surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Jets have a good chance to surprise. This is going to sound crazy, but I had a much criticized write that down prediction. I think the Jaguars could surprise. Now, I'm not saying they're going to be great, but there's so much more to get there. And Urban was just such a buffoon and such a tool that he didn't get a thing from them. I mean, Peterson is far from perfect, but he knows how to coach and he knows quarterback play.
Yes.
And I'm in Phil's camp here. I think that Trevor Lawrence is a generational quarterback who was as mismanaged at that position as you possibly can be. So those two right off the top to me are two teams that could be like wild card teams. Mm-hmm. Dex?
Yeah. I would say the Jets and Jags are probably the most likely. You know, I love what Dan Campbell and the Lions are doing. It's just I don't think Jared Goff is the guy there. You know, the Lions could potentially pop back up if they find the right quarterback. But I think it's mostly the Jets and the Lions as the two teams that I look at that probably should surprise and be better than they were last year.
So I think the Lions are going to be better for sure. If the Panthers wind up trading for an actual quarterback and they stay healthy, yeah. I don't. Matt Rhule might just train wreck the whole thing because it doesn't seem like he's the coach. But the Panthers have a chance to take a step forward, maybe if they go get Jimmy Garoppolo or something. But if you look at the Lions schedule, man, so the first they have five games and then a bye week in week six. And in that bunch, they get home games against Washington, Seattle, and Philadelphia, which are all very winnable. I think at Minnesota, at New England are tough. And then on the back half of their schedule, they have, like, especially after you get to like Thanksgiving and beyond, they've got the Giants, the Jaguars, the Jets, the Panthers, the Bears twice. So that's six games basically from the middle of November through the rest of the season that I'm not saying they go 6-0, but it's possible if the Lions can hang in there early and then they play all these garbage on paper teams, right, that you're looking at a team that's flirting with, you know, 7, 8, maybe 9 wins. But yeah, to what Deck said, Jared Goff is, he's so bad outside of that Rams infrastructure. He's going to have to be better than he was last year. So
here's my Dan Campbell problem. And this is the conundrum, I think, with a guy, because I think the players love him. And I think he has some great ideas about, you know, gathering the troops, blah, blah, blah. But you know what the problem is? The problem is, and this occurred last year, and I don't think that he can get past this one, the combustible problem. Detroit blew games. Like, Detroit had leads and they blew games. And I think that Dan Campbell so thrives on the passion of the game, right? And the intensity of the game, which is great at times, but it also can blow up. And so I just don't know if he's ever going to be. I think Detroit's problem is they get so caught up in the emotions. And when things start to go bad, they start to reel. I wonder if he can get past that.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like, I think maybe we give him too much credit for being a meathead and not, because like to be an NFL head coach, you can't just be like a barbaric meathead, which is how he comes off. There's got to be some level of intelligence. I'm not saying he's thinking on the level of Bill Belichick. But that's the biggest question is, does Dan Campbell, like what kind of a football intellect and communicative intellect is he behind the scenes to try and, counter the chess game of an opposing coach? Or is he just a barbaric meathead? I don't really know.
And like by the end, Zim had some of the same problems, right? Like part of the Vikings implosions were based on Mike's emotions. Like you've got to be able to calm things down. It can't be chaos. And I think that a guy like O'Connell can calm things down. Like he has, it seems to me like he's going to get to a certain place and that's it. Zimmer and Campbell, like just up, which can work at times. But when you have to calm things down in game, last drive, right? Drive that ends the first half. You've got to be calm, cool, and collected. I think it's counterproductive when you're basically so caught up in the emotion of the moment that your players get caught up in the same exact thing.
Yeah. So that's what Sharp Football Analysis is saying. The Vikings are smack dab in the middle of the strength of schedule discussion here. Judd, you used the word combustible. You want to know what's combustible? Judd's metabolism. Now that he's been on Livia for the last 9 or 10 months or so.
Exactly right. And if you like what you've seen, now I'm not saying I'm handsome, but I am saying I'm down 40 pounds and there's old pictures of me, big face Judd. And you're like, how did you lose the 40 pounds? I've got an offer for you. It's the new Simple Start plan, only $59. I'll say that slowly because it's a really good deal. $59 to lose the weight. And then here's the best part. Keep the weight off. You can go in person if you're in town here, but if you're not, guess what? Virtual visits with the dietitians and the people who can help you drop the weight. The program is as easy as possible. And then keep that weight off. How do you do it? 855-GO-LIVEA. Livia.com, LIVEA.com. I'm telling you right now, this program works. If you want to drop that weight, give them a call today, 855-GO-LIVIA.
And don't forget, today is June 29th, which means you have today and tomorrow to get your registration in for the Purple Daily Getaway to Miami. We're doing a drawing after the month is over. And we're sending two people lower level tickets, which we'll pick up the cost of the lower level tickets. So we already have them for you, and we'll pick up the cost of travel. All you have to do to register is open the Score North app, register, and enter through Listener Rewards, and we will draw a winner who will win tickets for two, trip for two, Week 6 Purple versus Miami. So that should be an awesome trip for somebody, couple listeners of Purple Daily, and that's a wrap today. So tomorrow we continue building our all-time 53-man roster. We've got the defense. We've got special teams. So if you've got strong takes on which punter we should include on the 53, hit us up on Twitter at Phil Mackey, at Jay Zolgad, at Dex's Tweets, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. Purple Daily.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.